Hey everybody, this is Theophilus from TZ Coaching and you're listening to the Noble Father Podcast. Whether you're a dad that stays at home, works from home, or away from home, our roles are essential. To a son, it's an illustration of how life as a man is done, and to a daughter, an example of the type of man to look for in the future. But in either case, a noble father stands firm for what he believes, leads with his actions, and embodies a healthy balance of body, mind, and spirit. He pushes himself hardest and commands his time respectfully because he knows how precious the present is. Join me as we discover what it means to live as a noble father. Hello again, and thank you for joining me for another episode of the Noble Father Podcast. I am your host, Theophilus Zhuang, and today is March the 11th of 2024. And for those that are listening for the first time, know that this isn't just a podcast. Noble Father was created to create community for fathers, to want to make community for fathers more intentional. And so we have a premium community for fathers who are looking to open up about their life, about their journey, and they want to find community that cares, and it's online. I know that for myself, when I tried to look for community when I was growing up as a father, that it was difficult to find. And so, you know, why not create it? You know, there's groups out there with hundreds of thousands of dads, and it's really hard to change that. And you know, I thought, why not just do one for myself and make one, you know, based on a vision that God had given me about what fatherhood should be like and what communities for fathers should be like. And so today's episode, I will talk about something related to that, the vision and the birthright, I guess you could say. And you'll see what I go to talk about. There's a few things that I want to update you as listeners on. Some of you guys have listened for a long time. You guys have been very avid supporters, and I, you know, this is kind of a thank you as well of like being such a wonderful support to me. You know, I don't think I'd be still doing this if it were not for that support. This journey has been, and I think the podcast has been around for almost 2 years now. If there's 52 weeks in a year, that means that in 2 years you should have 104 episodes. Which means right now, as I'm looking, this episode that I'm recording right now would be 103rd podcast episode. And so we are one away from officially being 2 years into this journey. And I want to give you a snippet of what the podcast has been able to do and to reach. And, you know, silently, over the last few months, actually last 3 months, we passed the 5,000 play mark for the podcast. And you know, these aren't surreal numbers. They're incredible numbers for people. Some might feel like this is not a big deal. There's some episodes people put out that probably get 500,000 listens in a week. And you know, for us, this was never a metrics thing. This was never about getting insane amount of listeners. It was really just being obedient, taking imperfect action, and speaking from the heart about everything that I encounter and learn through life. And if that helps one person, amazing, you know. But we've suddenly passed 5,000 plays, which is a big deal for me. And I want to say how thankful that I am of the support, you know, over the years from all of you guys. I have 185 Spotify listeners, followers, according to the app, and that's a big deal. 185 people from all over the world, and you know, I have the information about my audience and all the people who listen to me all the time. This scroll button for all the countries that are out there. And I'll start from the bottom and go upwards. You just listen to all the different countries that listen into this podcast. Czech Republic, Senegal, Austria, Laos, Zimbabwe, Peru, Denmark, Lithuania, Greece, Serbia, Singapore, Turkey, Jamaica, Dominican Republic, Angola, Vietnam, Chile, France, Pakistan, Curacao, Sint Maarten, I don't even know where that is, Saudi Arabia, Guam, Romania, Bulgaria, United Arab Emirates, Venezuela, Jordan, Hong Kong, Brazil, Kenya, Croatia, Belgium, Finland, Iraq, South Korea, Spain, Italy, Poland, Norway, Japan, Panama, Argentina, Nigeria, Ireland, Cyprus, Ukraine, Malaysia, Indonesia, Ecuador, Mexico, Namibia, South Africa, Taiwan, Thailand, Philippines, Zambia, India, Netherlands, New Zealand, Israel, Germany, United Kingdom, Australia, Trinidad and Tobago, Canada, and of course the U.S. I didn't expect that list to be so long. I had this is not the my podcast episodes. If you are listening for the first time, they are not rehearsed. They are not scripted. I just get a rough outline of what I want to think, what I want to say, and I hit the record button, and it just flows out, and it's amazing. As you go along, you know, and I don't edit my podcast episodes, you know, besides stripping the audio and uploading it. To read all those countries as I'm going along, a lot of them, I'm like, where is this on a map? To think that there was somebody there that had listened to me at one point or another, that just blows my mind. I think that's got to be 50 that I said there. I don't know. Need to go back and count it, but incredibly grateful. So, you know, crazy demographics, biggest, you know, age group that listens to me is 28 and to this podcast is 28 to 34. And, you know, I got them from 0 to 17 all the way up to 60 plus, which, crazy to think about the journey and how far, we've come, really just, you know, and this all came about from just being obedient and taking a small step. And an imperfect step, right? And now we're, you know, speaking into, you know, an almost $500 mic. Actually, it is a $500 mic if you're saying Canadian dollars, right? We got this set up now and everything is, yeah, and I know how to do it. And so, you know, if you're a dad or, and you might not be a dad listening to this, you know, you're wondering and thinking about doing something or starting something, like don't hold back, don't wait. Take that imperfect action and move forward. And you have no idea the journey that you're going to undertake. You're going to have no idea the people that you will meet along the way. And, you know, that is something that I want to say as well. Oh, actually, one more thing about the stats is that, you know, the YouTube channel now has 78 subscribers. And, you know, obviously there's overlap with 185 followers, but getting a lot of traction, a lot of videos, a lot of them are being viewed. And I'm excited for what the next 2 years of this podcast looks like. And I pray to God that I'm still doing this later on. And so, yeah, you know, I'm talking about going into flow. You know, my recent trip, took a trip to Texas this past weekend. And, you know, this trip was really for me to go and to meet some of the support and donors for our nonprofit side. You know, if you don't know, I also do nonprofit work in China, and we've had a lot of supporters from America. And, you know, Texas is one of our major states. You know, one of our headquarters is down there as well. And so went down there to go see some people and see some friends and meet some new people and, you know, and also share some stories about our time and our journey in China. You know, what's crazy is, you know, I've been praying for that trip and I'm one of those people that really enjoys having conversations with people, like going into flow with people. It's almost like such a natural thing for me. And, you know, holding space is something very characteristic of Noble Father. We hold space for each other to go deeply and speak deeply into the things of the heart, and not just meddle with, you know, beating around the bush or, excuse me, living life so externally, you know, just what's on your heart? What do you want to talk about? And so, you know, I had two legs of flights, you know, a 4-hour trip to Dallas and then a 1.5 hour from Dallas to San Antonio, my ultimate destination. And, you know, I've been praying, you know, God, like this trip was going to be amazing. I know that there's going to be amazing things. Like, it was going to be a time for me to slow down and to reflect and to talk to God and ask him what he wants from this journey and from Noble Father moving forward. And the vision that he has for me, you know, getting a renewal of that, right? And so, you know, leading up to the flights, I was like, you know, Lord, put people next to me that you want me to have a conversation with. You know, I was tired, very easily I could have, you know, put in my headphones, gone to sleep, and, you know, nonchalantly landed in my destination and just gone about things. But, you know, what's crazy is, man, that first leg to Dallas, sat next to this lady, and, you know, her name is Mel, and I'm, you know, and we just hit it off. We just started having a conversation about, hey, what are you doing in Dallas? Like, what are you doing? Are you for this trip? Are you vacationing? You know, and, you know, it starts so, you know, normal. It's just a regular old conversation. And, you know, I hope she's listening to this because, you know, that was a very surreal conversation. I felt like the trip was already made, just with that conversation alone. You know, for the whole 4 hours, we just talked and we went so deep. And, you know, and at one point, you know, emotions were released and tears were shed. And it was so, I never knew that was possible. You know, I can't say that's true. I knew that was possible. But when it happens, it's such a beautiful thing. You know, we went so deep and we were just talking about life and you know, relationships and family and friends and God and faith and water, right? You know, she was a water expert. She does like water conservation stuff and, you know, just being very curious. You know, I found myself at the end of that conversation hoping that I had recorded it for the podcast because, you know, like I say all the time, you know, a wise man can learn from a fool. And you know, that conversation, I came away with so much, you know, for myself. And you know, I asked her, you know, do you feel safe drinking the water here in Canada, in BC? And she's like, yeah, we get some of the best water, but, you know, I would still run it through a filter so you can get the chlorine out of it. So, you know, recently I did the episode on talking about some water concerns or whatever. And so, you know, went out and got a Brita filter, you know. So we're, you know, kind of optimizing and learning and growing from other people. That's the main purpose of this podcast. And, you know, today I'm going to talk about something, you know, with a Bible story as well, a few Bible stories as well. And, you know, some people might shudder at that and think, oh no, he's going to go down the God route and I'm going to turn off the podcast right away. Please don't, you know, is that you can learn from anything. And I hope that you distill the knowledge for yourself. And there's no forcing of saying you need to believe what I believe, but, you know, take from this podcast what you think is applicable for you and would benefit you. And that's really what I, you know, love doing in my own life, and I highly recommend you do as well. And that was just the first leg, right? 4 hour conversation, and I walked away just like so full, walking around Dallas. I had a short layover, you know, ate some food, and just contemplating that conversation, just trying to reconcile in my heart, like, man, where did that conversation come from? And it was like, and it just boggled my mind that it was possible to do that. And, you know, whenever you just unattached and you just want to have conversations with people and people just open up, right? You just hold that space. You just listen without any judgment or condition and people just open themselves up to you. And so that was the first leg. And then from Dallas to San Antonio, again, sat next to a gentleman. And we were just talking back and forth again for the whole flight, just talking about life. He was a dad and, you know, his work required him to be away. And, you know, we're talking about, man, just talked about a whole bunch of stuff and, you know, faith related again. Just God put this man next to me to have a conversation and got to share the podcast with him and the work that I do with him. And same with Mel, you know, got to share those things with them. And you know, so it was like the purpose of the trip was already fulfilled. I felt like on the flights alone, you know, so landing, it was just gravy. And, you know, went down there to see a ranch that did fatherless ministry and it was amazing because, you know, they'd been living there for so many years. The lady that I met there, her name was Mama Jane, and she was married to her husband for 63 years. And so, you know, and her husband had been, or I mean, she had been with him on that farm for 65 years. This is like in the middle of nowhere, Texas, deserts, right? You got cactus, pear cactuses everywhere, sand everywhere. Nothing grows. There's not a lot of vegetation in a place like that. And it was crazy to me. What really blew my mind is like, you know, I'm here in Vancouver and my life happens here, but what I'm not cognizant of is that life happens in all these other places as well. And so while my life is happening here, things are happening there as well. And what blew my mind even further was that she'd been there for 65 years living in this desert, and the legacy that she has now, multiple generations have come about from her and her husband staying obedient, staying where they were in the desert, being obedient to God as God was providing for them and for these multiple generations, to the point where they now have this ranch that they use to serve God's kingdom by serving those who are children who are fatherless and mothers who are single mothers because they don't have their spouses or for whatever reason, and using this ranch to serve other people. And it was a great lesson in legacy. What totally blew my mind is the last episode I released before I left on my trip. I recorded it purposefully before I left on my trip because Monday I was going to be away. And so recorded it, and the title of it was Legacy. Legacy was the title. And so even before I went on the trip, that episode was recorded, and it was talking about legacy. And legacy is this thing of, that's literally what we as fathers are meant to give to our children. We are not called to just enjoy our children in the now and take advantage of them being here in the now. Everything we do is preparing them for the generations to come. We are called to create in them a civilized person, a person who loves, and a person who lives from the inside out. There's great legacy in that. And you know, I saw that on my trip. This family in Texas, they, multiple generations of people who love and serve and fear God, and they serve so willingly and so openly. And that was a legacy that I wanted for my family, and for Noble Father as well. Like, Noble Father is not a me thing. It is not a Theo thing only. This is something that I will pass down to my children, and I want it to benefit children after them. I want it to benefit the children after them. I want it to benefit not just the fathers we have now, but the children they have, and the spouses they have, and the people that they have around them for generations to come. That is our legacy. And you know, today, in speaking about legacy, what I want to talk about today is our birthright. Our birthright is something that is not negotiable. It is not marketable. It is not tradable. You cannot give it away. It cannot be taken. No one can take it away from you because it is God-given. And birthright is something that, you know, we don't think enough of, I think, in the modern age. We don't think of our birthright. And the thing is about birthright is that it's very easy for us to overlook the fact that we can only get that from one place. Ultimately, God has given us that birthright. Doesn't matter if your dad gave it to you. Doesn't matter if he handed you down a multi-million dollar business. It doesn't matter that they have this thing in a safety deposit box for you. Everything in this world, created or made by man, not made by man, is all made by God. God is the one who created all this. And that is what I firmly believe. Without God, we wouldn't have that birthright. And so how do we get that from God? And here's the dangerous thing, is that there is forces out there that don't want you to understand your birthright, that don't want you to realize what you ultimately have and what you are ultimately promised in. This story came about through pastor sharing just yesterday, and he wasn't talking about this story, but for whatever reason, I took this from there, and I think he was leading into this as well, and he was talking about this. This story is the temptation of Jesus. This is in Matthew 4, Matthew 4, verse 1 to 11. And I know that there are some that don't believe what I believe, but I want to read this story to you and just listen to the story to understand the nerve that the devil has in tempting Jesus. And so I'm going to read the verse to you here. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a rock." Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these I will give to you if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Begone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve, and him only shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to him. So first things first, right? There's a lot of things here to digest, right? Led by the Spirit into the wilderness. I'm not going to even go into that. That is to be tempted by the devil even. That is something that is beyond my pay grade. But I think, you know, it's a very human journey. Jesus was God in human form, and so, you know, he's tempted the same way we're tempted. And if anything, this is above anything we're tempted with, obviously. I think, like, the devil taking us to places and showing us, this is what, even if you only worship me, whatever, like, that's not something that'll happen to us. Does it happen to us? Yes, it does, but not in this form and in this shape. So first things first, right? Like, to me, God allowed that to happen. God allowed the devil to tempt his son. And I guess, you know, that's what God does for us, is he gives us that opportunity to grow. Like it's that free will, right? If there was no free will, then yes, there wouldn't be cancer for kids. And, you know, all this crime and hurt that we're seeing in the world would not be existing. But then you would just be like a Lego minifigure that's somebody's playing with, that God's playing with. And he can manipulate however you want. There'd be no free will for you to make a choice or a decision. And so that, you know, then life wouldn't be what it is today. God gave us the free will. And so in this situation, God gave Jesus the opportunity to be tempted out of his free will to choose God, to choose a relationship with his Father. Now, what's amazing, and how does this relate to birthright? Well, God promised us these things. God promised us eternal life. God, we had to choose these things. Not promise, but we have to choose these things. And we have this birthright. We have an opportunity to be his sons and his daughter if only we choose. And the interesting thing about the devil is he's tempting Jesus with things that already belongs to Jesus. It is already his birthright. It is already his. It is not the devil's to give. It's not even, he has no ownership over these things. Yes, they say the world is his domain, right? Commonly said, but you know, it's God's to give, you know, and that is the thing about the birthright, is that it cannot be taken away. Now, why is this relevant, and what is this relevant to? You know, when I think about the birthright, and are there other stories in the Bible that talk about a birthright that cannot be taken away, or something that God had promised and the devil tries to steal and take away and and make it like he never said that to you. No, that's not his promise to you. Like, surely you won't die, you know, what have you. You know, I think of two stories. I think of the prodigal son, which I always reference in this podcast, and the story of Joseph. You know, in the prodigal son journey, the guy, you know, the kid leaves the house, right? Tells his dad pretty much, I want you to die. Give me my side of the inheritance and I'm going to go and live my own life, right? To hell with you. And so he leaves and he spends it in wild living and he does everything, you know, that he probably shouldn't do. And he spoils all his entire inheritance. You can imagine if you were the devil in that situation that you would come and tell him, look what kind of son you are. Look what kind of ugly person you are. And you know, the son in that moment is going to believe him. He's going to, right. And he does, he says, you know, wouldn't it be better for me to just go home and live as a servant, in my father's household? Right. In saying that, it's like he lost his sonship. Like he felt like he didn't deserve to be a son anymore, that he had hurt his dad in this way, took the spoils, took his inheritance, wasted it all on these things. And now he's at this low point, and the best that he can come up with is that my identity is now changed from being an heir of my father's household to being a servant or a slave. Nothing worthy of only worthy of being a servant or a slave in my father's household. And what happens as soon as he comes home is that his dad comes and gives him a hug and welcomes him back into the house, puts on the robe and the signet ring, which represented his sonship, and gave it back to his son and killed the fattened calf to celebrate the return of his son. He never lost it. Regardless of what he did, he never lost it. Your sins, no matter what you have done, you have not lost your birthright. You have not lost your sonship or your daughtership in God, in your Father, in your Heavenly Father. You've never lost it. And the devil, though he may try to attack and tell you that he never said these things about you, or, you know, you don't have that birthright now. Look at the things that you've done. Jesus paid for it. That's what Jesus did on the cross for us. The second story that relates to this is Joseph, right? Joseph was given a vision, and this applies to the noble father stuff, is that God gave Joseph a vision of what his life was going to be, and it was in the form of dreams. And so the story of Joseph is that he had dreams. He had, you know, I think 12 other brothers or 11 other brothers, and you know, he had this dream that he was standing in a field, and there's wheat. That is wheat or corn. Anyways, there's crops. He's standing in a field, and there's crops, and the crops are all bowing down to him and signifying that he was going to rule over something one day. And, you know, because he was the youngest of his brothers, he told this dream to his brothers while they were working out in the field. And, you know, these brothers don't like him because he was the prized son of their father. And so, you know, here's Joseph, you know, maybe didn't have much of a filter on him, told the story of how, you know, his brothers were going to worship him one day, not worship him, but, like, you know, bow down to him one day. And I guess, I don't know what the culture is, that, like, the culture of that, maybe it's like, no, maybe it's like Asian culture where, you know, I bow down to somebody who's older than I am, and I respect them. And so if they were to bow down to me, it's kind of like, oh man, like I shouldn't, no, please don't. I got to bow lower than them. In telling this to his brothers got really upset and angry, and they devised a scheme to sell him and then lie to their dad to tell them that he had, died and, you know, in the field or whatever. And essentially sold their brother into slavery. And so sold him into slavery, and, you know, he's got this hard knock life for, like, so many years, you know, growing up and, you know, away from his father and away from his family. And you know, how easy would it be in that situation for the devil to come in and say, yeah, that dream wasn't actually real. Like, you think God actually promised you good things? Look at the life you're living right now. Like, look where you're at, right? You get sold into slavery, you end up in prison later on, right? Like, his life is just up and down, up and down, up and down, until suddenly You know, the Pharaoh has a dream, and he's the one that has the interpretation. Even the magicians could not interpret what the dream was, and Joseph was able to interpret it for him, and that placed him in a wonderful position. It placed him in second in command in that time, and apparently he was, you know, the Pharaoh was the strongest man in that region for that time. And so if you're number two in command, I mean, you're pretty much the second most powerful person. And that birthright was finally given to him because, you know, there was a drought that came, and, you know, Joseph's family was starving, and they didn't realize that sitting before them was Joseph himself. And here they are bowing before Joseph, right? A fulfillment of a prophecy, a fulfillment of a vision that God had given. And so that birthright was always Joseph's to begin with. And that is my encouragement to you, is that you have a birthright. You have something special that God has for you, was already ordained for you, was already made for you before you were even created. But it requires you to seek after it and to seek God for it, right? It is because of free will. God has given us the free will to choose and to decide and want a relationship with Him. And so if you want that birthright, you need to seek that relationship. One of the things about this podcast is the name Noble itself is my identity. I asked God for my identity 3 years ago. I asked Him what He thought of me. And this is a very much an example of birthright. My identity is my birthright. God had ordained that for me from the beginning of time. No matter what I did in my early years, the drug use, the womanizing, the criminality, the things that I did in my past, the mistakes that I had made, He still saw me as noble, which is why we're here in the first place, which is why the podcast is called Noble Father. That was my birthright. I had to go to God for that. Now, the thing that's dangerous for us and the devil will try to do is say, hey, like, you could get your identity from video games. You could get your identity from alcohol. You could get your identity from another woman. You can get it from another person. You can get it from your children. Those are all places that don't have your birthright. They don't have your identity. You are who you are because God said, because God spoke, because God said something about you. So you have to go to Him for it. You have to go to the source for that information, and that is your birthright. And that is what I want to speak to you about, is that if you don't know who you are, this life is not going to produce any good fruit. You're going to be grasping at straws. You're going to be aiming for materialism. You're not going to have a good compass of where you need to go in life. And I can go endlessly on this. You are unique, right? You know that. That is true. Every single person listening to this podcast is unique in their own way. Why? If we were all from single-celled organisms, we would all be the same. We would all look the same. We would all have the same characteristics. We probably wouldn't have a spirit. Why would there be a spirit? Why would we have morality? Why do we have unique desires, and why do we have unique experience? We have unique tastes in music, unique palettes for food, palettes for music, palettes for all of these different things are all unique combinations. There's no way we're from single-celled organisms. Just absolutely no way. It's just not possible. I think that the it's mathematically impossible, and that's what I believe again. And so you need to go to your source. Who is that source for you? And I encourage you to look at what are all those things that you've gone to look for those sources of identity from. It could have been an influential teacher. It could be, and not all of them are bad. I'm not saying that those people are bad, right? It could be from your parents or from an uncle or from a grandparent. Even a good thing is a bad thing when you're going to the wrong thing. And so if you have any questions about this, I highly recommend you seek me out, because legacy, understanding legacy, though it is ours to take, it's our birthright to take, it's our torch for us to carry. If you choose not to grab it, you choose not to get it from the right source, you're going to take the wrong thing and take it down the wrong path. And that is going to ultimately influence the legacy that you give for your children and the children after them. And that is not what it means to be a noble father, at least to me. If you're okay with that, continue going on. And we'll see what the results of that is. And I hope you look back on this episode and think, that could have been the time that I made this decision. I could have changed. I hope you don't. I hope you decide now to ask the questions and to seek, knock on the door and ask, Lord, what do you call me? Who do you say I am? And what do you want me to do? Because I guarantee you, the orchestrator of my trip, the orchestrator of this podcast, the orchestrator of the community, the relationships within, the retreats that we do, the family that I now have, relationships that I get through the nonprofit that we do, the ministry and the work that we do in China, is nothing. I was only being obedient. The only person that could have orchestrated all that is God Himself. And so this podcast you're listening to right now, the glory goes to God, and I give Him the glory. This is all His doing. I was merely obedient. He gave me all these abilities. He gave me all these strengths and the desires and the visions to do this, to bring this to completion. And so this is me being obedient. And I hope you lean into what that birthright is for you. What are you ultimately put on this planet to do? What is the purpose of your life? Is the question I'm going to leave with you. And so I want to thank you for joining me again. If you're a father looking for community or looking for a meetup, check us out on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Do the conversion for yourself, what that is for your own time zone. We meet together over Discord, and we just go to talk about life, share what's on your heart, release that burden for the week to come, and to try to be the best fathers we can be. And so, like always, remember, we're not promised tomorrow, so be present and stay noble. Bye for now. Please show your support for the Noble Father podcast by recommending the podcast to your family and friends. You can also subscribe to the podcast and leave a rating and a review. And also, if you know a father who is interested in a regular meetup every week where they can show up authentically and share the best parts of themselves, some of the struggles they're going through, some of the wins that they have, and even some lessons to bless other fathers with, and also have them in our Facebook community, just a bunch of men who genuinely care about one another and just share space and hold it for one another. Thank you very much for listening to the Noble Father podcast. Until next time, bye for now.